Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart, now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories in the business world.
Now it is time for our featured guest. I'm really looking forward to speaking with Gordon. Gordon Fraser is an award-winning sales and creative marketing executive, internationally renowned speaker, coach, and philanthropist. With 500 million plus in accumulated retail sales, not a small number, Gordon is an accomplished entrepreneur who's inspired, mentored, coached, and motivated leaders around the world. So welcome to the show, Gordon. I think your story is really informing. So maybe you could kind of start from the beginning.
Thank you. And thank you for having me in that wonderful introduction. In terms of starting the business, I would say I'm a true entrepreneur in the sense that I started with zero experience in the industry that I started my business in, with zero proven record and success, really started with nothing and built the sales organization to the global success that it was, not on my own, but with obviously an amazing team. But it started with me. I was the first person.
You mentioned that your training was as an actor.
Yes, it was. And also, I feel that the probability of success was kind of stacked against me. I grew up in the west coast of Scotland, and my mother used to call it a one-horse town. So there wasn't much going on in this town. It was the whiskey industry was in decline at that particular time. And my father was an entrepreneur, but he had lost his business. And he had turned to managing his depression, etc., with alcohol. So he was a raging alcoholic. So that was the background that set me up for my future. Survival skills were something that I learned very, very young. And those situations I had in childhood are part of my success as an adult, because you're always, for me certainly, I was always looking for the exit in every room I'm being in. Is like, how do you get out of here? How do you survive? So any opportunity that's presented to me is really one of how do I make this work, and how can I make this successful for me? Because it has to work, because I don't have a degree or a formal education to fall back on. So sales and entrepreneurship is a great avenue for somebody who hasn't gone the traditional route of education and climbed a corporate ladder. So that's the start point. But in terms of my business, it came to me through a very random situation. I was an actor. I still am an actor. That's what I trained as. But I'm not earning my living as an actor, so I wouldn't maybe describe myself in that way. I like to describe myself in a way that where you're making your money from, where did your profit come from? So right now, I'm not making money as an actor. I may be called a resting actor. But it's interesting, through that route is how I came across this business. So I don't know if any of you recall a pop star by the name of David Cassidy.
From the Partridge Family?
Partridge Family, yeah. So his wife, I'm 52 years old. I'm no spring chicken. His wife is, his ex-wife, I guess, his former wife, is one of my very good friends. And it was her that came to me with the business opportunity that I ultimately jumped into. And she said, well, obviously your acting career isn't going in the right direction, really, is it? You need something else. And I was offended, of course, because I was like, no, this is what I've chosen to do with my life. This is where I'm going and blah, 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 blah. And she went, well, you should take a look at this. And I did take a look at it. I said no several times. It's not where I see myself going. It's not what I want to do. It's a complete U-turn. And I've given up everything to be an actor. I'll be a failure if I stopped and all the rest of it. And she said, well, you got to do something. Time is going to pass. We're living in a new world of entrepreneurship where you can't just be that one definition. You know, it's a slash person is the future of, like, you do this, you do this, and you do this. You just don't define yourself with one particular job or one career anymore. And I went, okay, I trust you, I'll jump in. And I did. So that's how I started my journey. And I got into the health and wellness industry, and I figured that people were all broke, right? But no one wants to be broke and ugly. So I felt everyone's going to have to wash their hair and take a shower and look in the mirror. So I might as well get into that game.
Yeah. So now you're coaching people, right? And
yes,
that's one of the things that you're doing. You have a few things going on, I see here. But what I really like here is this quote in the notes that I got about you, where you say that success is a mindset. I think that is one of the most important things to a person's success, honestly.
Oh, yeah. Single-mindedness. I think starting with the end in mind, certainly, is where do you see yourself? I think it's called fourth dimension goal setting, is starting with that end result. Where do you see yourself and have that goal setting plan? But you can't quit before payday, and you don't know when payday is. It depends what your goals are. I believe in audacious goals, because I think too many people set low goals and then unfortunately meet them. I wanted to have a global business. I wanted to have a scalable business. But also the most important thing is I wanted to have a residual aspect to the business that I had. And you can't get residual income when you're trading time for money. I think it's really understanding what it is you've got, what you want, and how you're going to get it. So I couldn't quit. I knew what payday looked like. I didn't know when it was going to happen. You know, it's like the bamboo shoot. It's like you water it for like whatever, I don't know, it's like 3 years or something, nothing happens. Then on the fourth or fifth year, it grows 70 feet. You don't know when the 70 feet is in many businesses. All big businesses are time leveraged. I started my business myself, basically trading the 24 hours of the day that I had by the money that I made from the sale. So on my own, that's all I could do. It could be like a hairdresser and or a trucker. You're driving your vehicle. It's you that is responsible for making the money. There's nobody else. Maybe like a franchise even, is you have a coffee shop franchise. On your own, you're still trading your time for money, even if you have a staff, because you only have that one business. But if you can magnify that, so you buy, if you're able to reinvest your money into more coffee shops, or you're able to save up money to buy another truck or another salon, then you're able to leveraging your time. You're multiplying your time through the efforts of somebody else. And that's what I chose to do.
I think you brought up a really good point, though, is you did have somebody on the outside looking. And I think that's where coaching, and I know you're a coach, and I have a coach who I adore. She's amazing. Just having that outside look at what you're doing and saying, yeah, you know, this is what you should be doing. Or, you know, you're taking on too much focus in on this. I think anybody who can afford it should definitely get a coach. And you have to find the right one for you. There's a ton of coaches out there, but and you click with the right person, right? And they also have to be aligned with what you're trying to do. But I think that's a big part of anyone's success, personally.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there are people in your environment who can operate in a coaching manner without having to lay out expense. Because I know when you're starting anything new, certainly for me, I had no one acting as a coach for me. I couldn't even afford to have a coach, frankly. When I started, I was really scraping the bottom of the barrel. But there can be people of influence around you who can act in an accountable way rather than a coaching way, perhaps. I don't want you to tell me how to do what I'm doing. I just need you to keep me accountable to making the calls, putting in the work, doing the reading, applying what I've read, etc.
Gordon Fraser, award-winning sales and creative marketing executive, internationally renowned speaker, coach, and philanthropist. Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart. Stay tuned. We have intellectual property news coming up, and then Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. We'll be right back after this.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-980-1761. 800-980-1761. 800-980-1761. That's 800-980-1761.
Are you running a small business with two or more employees struggling to find affordable health insurance? Well, help is just a call away. Whether you're a restaurant owner, retail store manager, or a gig worker with staff, we've got you covered. Get quality health insurance plans starting as low as $120 a month. Our custom comparison tool finds plans tailored specifically to your business. We know it can be tough to find the right coverage. That's why we're here, to make the process seamless and stress-free. Our plans include health, vision, and dental coverage, all at unbeatable rates. Call the Small Business Health Insurance Hotline now. We'll compare top providers to get you the best deal in one quick phone call. Don't wait. Secure the benefits you and your employees deserve today. Call now. Rates may vary based on location and coverage options. 802-491-2084. 802-491-2084. 802-491-2084. That's 802-491-2084.
Now back to Passage to Profit. Once again, Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
And our special guest, Gordon Fraser, who has incredible advice for entrepreneurs. If you're thinking of starting a new business, Gordon can really help you out. So, Gordon, we're just about to get into an incredible story that you had that you talked with Richard about yesterday.
In order for me to see the success that I wanted, I had to make compromises. And I did want a scalable global business, and I did want to make a significant earning. But I also knew that I didn't want to take the responsibility of being the person who developed the product. I feel that you got to sometimes know your lane. So I wanted to have a business where I wasn't responsible for distribution, for imagining what the product might be, the infrastructure of the corporation. I just wanted to be part of the actual building out the network. So that's where I saw the asset and the value. And so that's what I did. So in order to do that, I had to sign a contract. And part of it meant that anything that I developed to create distribution of the product through a sales and marketing channel became the intellectual property of the company. That wasn't always exercised, those clauses, and often they don't. You can create something that goes by the wayside and no one pays any attention. But I created a sales tool. The company when I started was already 25 years old, and no one had really designed a tool to explain what it was, how it worked, and how you made money, a beginning, a middle, and an end. You need a tool that's standardized, that everyone can relate to and use, that can be trained and coached. And then someone can start their business immediately with this tool rather than having to wait to actually build the skill set to be able to have the confidence to articulate what that is that we've got. So I created this tool. And it did really well. And I think it was that when I brought it out, it was responsible for 100% of growths in my markets, which was UK, Australia, United States, Canada. And then the company thought, other leaders, global leaders, were saying, can we use this? And I was saying, fine. So I am of the abundant mindset. Some said, take it, but as long as you don't fiddle with it, you can have it. So everyone started using my coaching tool by default. I wasn't taking any money for it. I was happy for people to use it, and everyone knew it came from me. And then the corporation decided that they were going to take ownership of it and standardize it with their branding, etc., rather than mine. And so I wasn't really happy with that because it had a specific arc to it. Also, the imagery and the language that I use was very specific to sales. But the legal team wanted to make it more, I would say, bland, but that's not what they would say.
That's the lawyers for you. I mean, 100% growth in revenue in a short period of time, that's pretty spectacular.
I was doing hundreds of percent year on year for many years.
Since we are on the subject of intellectual property, it's time for intellectual property news. But before we go there, Gordon Fraser, award-winning sales and creative marketing executive, internationally renowned speaker, coach, and philanthropist. Great commentary, Gordon. How do people find you?
Gordon Fraser, GordonFraser.co.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.